Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show, where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Tired of making hyped up New Year's resolutions that seem to disappear after a short period of time? Common ones are,
I'm going to eat better
and lose weight,
spend less money, study more.
Statistics prove that most New Year's resolutions are broken by the end of February. Why not set a goal to make a daily lifestyle change? Create a faith or vision board using words or pictures of the changes you would like to see and move toward them daily. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain and run with it. Have a blessed and prosperous new year.
Good evening. Happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. This is Miss Donna. Today is Sunday, January 23rd, 2022, we're broadcasting live from the wonderful and chilly city of Atlanta. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh my goodness, I am always so delighted when you take the time just to join us during this time. I always want to make sure that for those persons who may be joining us for the first time, I want to answer the question, what is etiquette anyway, since that is the name of our show. And, of course, we know that etiquette encompasses every area of our life, but let's just break that down, what it is. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. It makes me sometimes think of, can't we all just get along? Okay. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So, good job there, Charles I and II. Well, once again, we are talking about, since this is still, we're still in January, and this is the month, typically, most popular month, if you will, that people have the tendency to either refer to them as making resolutions or writing their goals or their vision or making their plans. So that's why we're going to revisit this show a little bit. We want to know, how are you coming with your plans? How are you coming with the goals that you have written out for yourself? If you haven't written them out yet, well, what are you waiting on? So, we want to write the vision and make it plain. So we would love to hear from you. Our number is 516-418-5894. Again, 516-418-5894. And a couple of weeks or so ago, we talked about what it was like to write a vision and how you should do it, if you should do it in terms of creating what some may call a vision board or some may call a faith board. Basically, it's just putting your goals down. And, you know, you can write them, you can picture them, if you will. A lot of times people do enjoy using pictures to put in front of them. I know I like to make sure I have visuals around me, so that's, and I like to write them as well. So, you know, basically, you know, you do what is going to help you or what's going to encourage you to begin walking toward that particular goal. And of course, we talked about how goals, you know, need to, you know, SMART goals, if you will. We talked about that. And basically, you know, you want to make sure that they are, you know, they can be short-term or long-term, but, you know, you want to make sure that they, when you write them down, they're measurable, they're attainable. We don't want to, certainly don't want to write anything or plan anything that we personally cannot really reach or attain, because, you know, what's the point? And we don't want to do this in order for us not to be encouraging ourselves, okay? But we're going to talk, I want to bring back on Nina. I know you heard her the last time, and she was talking about mainly vision boards, and she did have a vision board, very successful vision board event, and we certainly want to bring her back on and just to find out a little bit about how that event, what happened at that event. And hey, Nina, how are you?
Hey, Donna, this is Ted.
Okay, let me try to pick Nina up again. Nina, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, Miss Donna. How are you this evening?
Doing well. Happy Sunday to you.
Yes, happy Sunday. I'm so excited to be on here with you guys. Yeah, you were just mentioning the event. The event was exciting.
Yeah.
Definitely a great word that was brought and gifted to me to be delivered for our vision for 2022 and how we're moving forward.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know a lot of people may not be familiar with vision board events or faith board events, and they may be thinking, you know, even if they may be listening for the first time, they may be thinking, okay, what is a vision board event or a faith board event? So kind of explain to everyone what that is for those who just may not know at this particular time.
Okay, so it's basically an event where those who are basically on the same journey you are on, like around it, we're trying to, you know, we're on that journey of trying to make sure we are fulfilling the purpose that we know God has for our lives. And through that, we create a vision board around what the new, you know, cycle and turn of a new year into a new season. We want to make sure that our goals and everything that we're working to achieve through that, you know, through this upcoming year and season is in alignment with God. So when we come together, we're all together with so many great ideas, and we're putting it into, we're taking and putting our visions into a reality where we can actually touch and feel what our visions and goals are on our vision boards. Of course, you can use any type of, we talked about this last time, a vision board is what you can use to creatively put your vision that you have created in your mind that God has gifted you with. You're taking and putting those goals on an actual board so that you can see your vision clearly. And when you come together with those who are wanting to do the same thing as far as getting their vision out there, it honestly, it really helps to encourage you, because you will understand that you're not alone in this journey and that you'll come together like we did as women. We came together, and the stories that we were able to find out and share with one another just helped us to say, you know what? Let me try this. You know what? That's right. It opens a whole new wave to where acceptance and understanding comes in, and you can really start to zone in on what your goals, your actual real goals and purpose are to be for this upcoming season.
Great. Thank you for that. Just wanted to make sure, because I know we have new people that may be listening for the first time and just may not be sure what we're talking about. And so it's just so important to, you know, first of all, know and be able to identify what your goals are. I know and I'm sure a lot of you may be familiar with Miles Monroe. He's such a wonderful a teacher in the leadership realm and minister. I mean, it's just wonderful. I know I was listening to him. I have several of his books. I was listening to him talk about vision. And, of course, you know, we all know that where there is no vision, people perish. But what he was saying is find a vision that imposes discipline on you. So find a vision that imposes discipline on you. And basically what that means is, you know, we know what discipline is to make sure that, you know, whatever you're trying to reach, that vision or that goal you're trying to reach, you have to have discipline in order to reach that goal. But we know realistically, of course, we have to have discipline to begin on that journey, right, Nia?
That's so, I love that you just stated what you did, because that is basically what we're going to talk about. You know, we're in part two now. Once we get this vision, you know, we're trying to understand how to make sure we are in alignment, and our vision needs to be in alignment and focused with God. Because we have to make sure that in order for us to really be focused and knowing what we're doing, where we're going, how we're moving, and what the ultimate goal is and will is for our lives, we have to literally focus on God for our mind and soul. And that will allow everything else as far as the physical to reflect what God is helping you to achieve. And we know that there are so many distractions that can arise and cause our visions to become a blur. How many of us, you know, were asked growing up, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be a scientist. I want to go to the moon. And then you get older and you realize you don't even like flying. So how are you going to make it out of the universe, out of this planet? So in order for us to really understand what our goals are and what we really, our heart desires, we have to start with self, and we have to address our lives from the, we have to really look at ourselves from the outside looking in, and we must be real, because evil cannot dwell where there's realness. There's no response to truth, you know. We just have to realize that when someone is being ultimately really truthful and honest with themselves, it's only going to give you a time of reflection. And so when you look at the visions and you start to review, you know, the blocks that you have first built in your life, then you can start addressing like the outside matters. This will require you to become one with God again so that he can help us fix the issues that sometimes we create.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, of course, we know that, you know, pretty much everything we do when we're on the road to reaching those goals or to reaching those vision, it has to be motivated, you know, by that vision, you know, because once you have determined and you've written your goal down on your faith board or on your vision board or journaled or whatever the best way is for you individually, then you will be able to begin taking steps toward it.
And guys, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 516-418-5894. Even if you were at the Vision Board event, or if you have attended a Vision Board event, certainly give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. I want to. I saw a question real quick, Nina. It says, Ms. Donna Etiquette Lady, thanks for what you do. I would like to ask Nina, what supplies should you provide when hosting a vision party? I plan to host one next weekend. Thanks. And this comes from Carmen. Thanks, Carmen.
You know what? I'm so grateful for the people who did attend our event, because there's always, you know, there's always going to be someone else that has some other type of creative, you know, creativity within them. And so, you know, for us, we made sure that we supplied the main items, the scissors, the boards, of course, the vision boards. And it can be any size, a nice, firm board that is either as large as you want it to be, you guys. I don't even want to give you a specific size. It could be as large as you want your vision board to be, the poster board size. So we did provide the poster boards. We provided some stickers. You want to make sure that you have, like, your markers, anything that's going to bring your creative side to you, that's going to ignite it, sparkles, whatever. We had, of course, like, quotes, faith quotes. For us, I realized the united forefront for us was really our faith. I think as long as we had something on our board that represented who we were in God, it really rooted us in our visions. So stickers, crosses, the words, any words that inspire you, that motivate you, you want to maybe provide stickers, or for us, we had, of course, like magazines where you can just go in there and you actually will find so many different motivating words in magazines that you can cut those out, cut around, you know, articles and things like that, and use those to motivate you. We had pictures of houses, pictures of cars, mm-hmm. whatever will, you know, help you to, it might not be the exact car you want, but nowadays, you guys, you know, you can go and use the internet and print anything you possibly want. So you can print out maybe that car you are looking to receive, that trip you're mm-hmm. wanting to, you know, go on, you know, take a picture of an mm-hmm. island and cut it out and put it on your board. So just anything that just brings your vision to life for you.
Yeah. And what is so important, I'm glad you said that, Nita, because what is most important is that it has to be personable to you, because usually there's no two people that have the exact same vision. So you want to make sure that this vision and how you actually give a vision has to be for yourself. I'm going to go to the phone and start picking up callers. I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You will know that I am referring to you. Extension 5613, or last four. Hello? Okay, let me go to another caller, and they may be just listening, which is fine. Extension or the last four digits, 2214. 2214. Okay, we're going to keep it moving here. Extension 4121, last four digits, 4121. Hello. Hello.
Hey, Donna, how are you?
Hi there. Great. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. I actually did attend the Vision Board event the other weekend with Nina and had a really good time cutting out some stuff for my vision for 2022 and putting some things together. Thank you so much, Nina, for the invitation. It was such a good time.
Candace, a joy.
It was definitely a collection of like-minded people. So that kind of just helps. And, you know, the conversation flows and it just helps get the boys, get the boys together. So I definitely enjoyed myself. Thank you so much for the invitation.
You are more than welcome. I am so glad that you were able to attend and contribute in the way that you did. You know, Ms. Candace has done vision boards before, and she had so many great things to add and share that I was really impressed and excited to have, you know, such a like-minded, spirited individual around. Because when you guys, when we get together, this is what God wants us to do. He wants us to get together. He wants us to be creative. And your assignment and what you're doing, it will encourage someone else for their assignment and what they have going on and your purpose. And you begin to find, hey, I do have a seat at this table. You know, I do have a seat in here. I can find my own way through. And you don't have to feel intimidated or worried. You begin to build a confidence in knowing that your purpose is designed and created just for you.
Definitely. It's that saying, what, where two or three are gathered, I am in the midst. It's the like-mindedness. Mm-hmm. Like, all of us were there. We were all on the same page, and he was definitely there and flowing. I like to think about it more so, especially with the vision board, is like identifying your assignment. Like, what's your assignment? Like, what are you, what are the makings of you? What are you here for? What are you here to do? What are you trying to accomplish this year? Like, not even, let's not even go year. Let's go month by month. If we do.
Right.
To.
Remember, we did, we talked about that, going month by month. Because when you look at it, it's really, it can get detailed. You know, we had we had someone who said, hey, I'm going to go back and change that. Because you're right, I got to fix this credit before I can fix this. So let me put on here, getting bills taken, you know, crossed off my list, all of those things. Like, we have to start making sure that we're not getting distracted by the overall goal, you know, which everybody has that overall goal of retiring. But you got to figure out, well, how am I going to be actually be able to retire?
Exactly,
get this done?
Right, and everything doesn't have to be so long-term. Like, you can put things in front of you so you can do those milestone things. So it makes it easier to hold out for the long-term goal, right? But the vision board does help because, like, hey, like, you know, Ms. Donna said, when we came on, write the vision, make it plain so that it will be clear on the tablet of your heart. And when it is, it just, it really, seriously, to your listeners, like, you guys do not understand how powerful it is to have a vision board. I can tell you, I have made so many, and I've made one before, and it was like I came back to it, like, it within, like, maybe a week or a couple weeks' time, it was like I started to see the things manifest. I started to see those things come to me. Like, it was like, it's that powerful. It's like it shifts your thinking. It shifts your, it makes it something that's apparent. Like, I've heard something said before that there's no neutral thought. Like, it's either positive or negative. Like, you're either aligning yourself or you're not aligning yourself. And having that vision in front of you, it continues to keep that thought positive or keep that thought focused on what you need it to be focused on instead of drifting off into something else, the other thoughts that we have throughout the day that don't serve us any purpose or good.
And I'm going to
say
amen.
Like, that's really what I was to say is amen.
Yeah. And I'm glad you said that too, Candace, because just oftentimes when we make our vision boards, generally it's like we're making it for the entire year. And sometimes it can be a little frustrating to see that we're not really making the strides that we want to because it's so, the picture is so big. So even if we, you know, maybe make one for a month, you know, make one for a month, and then as you see that you are reaching, you know, these goals, to just check them off, because then that is also more encouragement to you that you're on the right track and you are making progress. And so, that's really important.
It is. Those things become your testimonies. They become the why. Like, once you start seeing those things happen, like, hey, that makes it even more exciting to keep going. Like, oh, I saw that happen. Like, I can't tell you how many vision boards I have around my room, period, just because I started it, I saw things start to happen, and it was like, whoa, this is pretty powerful. And it's that, write the vision, make it plain. Like, if you can see what it is, like, you can walk toward it. Like, a lot of times, like, it's poop in our heads. Like, you think about this thing, but you don't think about it often. Like, you know that you want to own this thing, or you know that you want to lose this weight, or you know that you want to live in this lifestyle, but, you know, how often are you thinking that? Like, what does it take to get to that goal? And more often than not, you know, our thoughts throughout the day are, you know, I'm not good enough, I can't do this, it's going to be a horrible day, or, that's going to happen. So it's reshaping your mind, it's rethinking that, it's re-challenging that. I would even say go as far as to, they don't even have to be boards. Like, you can go as, I've before put one on a notebook that I carry with me, like, and just, like, small enough that this is something that I'm going to carry with me throughout the day, and it's something that I can look down and look into and be like, okay, yep, check, or just to realign myself with that thought, because I know it gets busy in my head. I know so many different things I'm going to face throughout the day. So with this notebook that I'm taking with me today, I get to just look down and be like, okay, there it goes. I get to, okay, check. Like, get right back in that frame of mind that I need to be in.
Excellent. So whatever, you know, whatever it takes for you to keep yourself motivated, keep yourself encouraged, keep yourself on that path is what you want to do. And I'm so glad that you all are sharing just a variety of different things, because as you guys are listening, you may hear some things that are particularly resonating with your spirit that's going to be like, oh, I think that's something that I can do, or I think this is something that will be suited for me and will help me. So that's why it's always so good to come together and to share, because you will hear an array of different ideas. And that's why I said, guys, you can certainly feel free to call in and share with us, even if you know, if you haven't done a vision board or a faith board yet, that's okay. If you've used some other methods that has helped you, we would love for you to share that with us as well, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and we will come right back, and we will certainly go on to continue this conversation. So don't go away. We will be right back in just a moment, okay?
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Paige Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations book and journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
Over the past 13 years, Miss Donna, also known as Etiquette Lady, has remained committed to hosting her show on Blog Talk Radio. The What is Etiquette Anyway show has received countless accolades from listeners across the globe, mainly expressing their appreciation for the various wholesome content and how it has positively transformed and enriched their lives. This show is definitely fulfilling its purpose, to make the world a polite place to live by way of educating, inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. since this show is being a blessing to you, we want to make sure we can continue, so we are thanking you in advance for your financial gifts. Your gifts will allow Miss Donna to continue to touch the lives of others. Please go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. It's missdonnaspeaks.com. Click radio show, scroll to the bottom, and click donate. Thanks again for your generosity.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
We are back, and we have been having a wonderful conversation about goal setting, about vision boards, faith boards, and you still have time to join the conversation. You can do so at 516-418-5894. And we know when we are setting goals, this is just a common time of the year where most people decide to set goals or plan a vision, or sometimes you probably may hear it referred to as New Year resolutions. And so whatever you call it and whatever the time of the year you decide to do it, we'll be fine. We're just having a conversation and giving you some encouraging ways that you can do that. And we want to make sure that when you do set your goals or you're looking at your vision, you want to make sure it's specific. You want to make sure it's specific. It's measurable. It really is achievable. Sometimes if we set goals that are not really realistic to ourselves, then, you know, it's kind of hard to attain it if that's the case. So you want to make sure to keep it realistic. And I know, I think last week or week, or maybe a couple weeks or so, I asked a question, which I used to hear all the time, what's the best way to eat an elephant? And I don't like in particular eating elephants. But, you know, they ask you what's the best way to eat an elephant, right, ladies? And usually the answer is one piece at a time. So,
exactly.
So if you eat an elephant. So in other words.
And that's important.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's complete. Now, I was just going to say that's important. That's important to make sure that, you know, because we get so many, as we call them, you know, downloads. We get so many different ideas, and sometimes it can seem like it becomes overwhelming because we're like, oh, man, we need to do this. We need to do that. We need to do this. But sometimes we have to just understand that every idea released, it may not be time to put in action. It may only be time to, like, notate and document for when the time comes up for it to play its part in your story. And so with that, we have to understand, like, it's just like the Bible was written. We knew that certain things were written and said that were going to become a reality, but, you know, as the prophets were, they were prophesizing. So we didn't actually see, you know, those words come into reality until later on. So we just have to make sure that we don't get so frustrated and overwhelmed if, you know, an idea that we have hasn't come into play yet. It may just not be its time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And and also, I mentioned Dr. Miles Monroe a little earlier. And, of course, one of his other quotes was, if you know where you are going, you'll know what road will take you there. And so it's just a matter of, you know, knowing where you're going and having an idea when you write that particular goal. It's almost like you kind of write your goal and then you work backwards toward it.
And, you know, some people will refer to it as that. This is what I want to achieve. So I'm going to work backwards and know where to start in order to make sure that I reach that goal. There's a question, too, that said, find that. Okay. All right. Ms. Donna, thank you for talking about vision boards. I understand that you can use construction paper or poster board in the colors of one's choice. I like bright colors. Is there any time you should use white boards only? And this comes from Karen. Thanks. Well, you can, Nina, right? You can pretty much use any color you want if you want to use white. I mean, but I know you alluded you like bright colors, right?
I mean, anything that brings out your creativity. Now, if you feel like, for me, as far as white, it doesn't excite me, because for somebody else, a clean, especially someone who may like be particular and like things in a certain manner, and you know, like it goes off of your decor, like in your home. Some people do not like, you know, certain pictures hanging on the walls. They like clean white walls. Other people, they like color. You know, they like pictures here, pictures there, artifacts here. So go off of what you feel. For me, I compare this thought, like when I, you know, as a woman, I go get my nails done sometimes. And when I used to get my nails done consistently, I would always change my color of my nails based off of what I'm giving, what kind of energy that color brings me. If it makes me feel peaceful, if it makes me feel like, you know, summertime, might go hot pink, feeling like, oh, I'm loving the sun, I'm loving the energy. So pick your board color based off of what your focus can be when you see this color. You know, for some people, pink, a bright pink poster might make them feel anxious. For others, it might bring them excitement. Same thing, if someone likes blue because it brings them calm and clarity, then go with your blue. But if your blue makes you feel down and makes you feel, you know, less excited about things, then you don't want to go with that color. Go with whatever brings you in a place that brings you focus, that brings you excitement for you. Do not ever base anything when you're creating something for yourself off of what others may have done or what they feel. This is something that's personal for you. So use what your heart desires and whatever creativity comes up and arises within you. There are no limits to your creativity. Do not feel like you need to be placed in a box. That's something we as believers and just, you know, people in general need to get out of. It's trying to be placed into a complete label or box. Be whatever you are desiring to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and what we're trying to really do is just trying to reiterate that it is important to make this personable to you, to your personality. Here's one that says, Ms. Donna, is there a particular age you should begin making vision or faith boards? Should kids make boards? And absolutely, absolutely. I believe that from working with children for so many years, over the years, I believe that teaching children about vision and goal setting is important. And I really don't, you know, I don't believe that you can really start too soon, but you do want to make sure that it is appropriate for their age. I mean, in fact, you know, goal setting is, I believe it's a very important life skill and will help them with their confidence, especially as they begin achieving these goals, you know, and you want to have some kind of structure with them to be able to check it off or put a sticker or something like that. But you want to make sure, though, with children, I would like to say, we, you know, as parents, a lot of times we might, you know, look at our kids and we may look at their potential or whatever, and we may want to set goals for them. But I believe that this is a time where we should kind of, you know, collaborate with them to see what it is they would like to do as well for themselves. I mean, some of the younger kids, it could be a goal to read a bedtime story, you know, all the way through by themselves. That's a great goal, you know, for a young child to be able to do that. And when they, it doesn't have to be a very long book or anything like that, but to read something and it's like, wow, I read the entire thing by myself. I sounded out the words, so on and so forth. So that's really important. I would say that setting goals, that also teaches children responsibility, because let's face it, when we're setting goals, we're being responsible as we make strides and to do what's necessary to begin achieving that goal, right? And, you know, we want them to also be able to learn that, you know, as they strive and as they, you know, continue to progress with actions, you know, determine whether or not that they can, you know, succeed. Okay, so that's real important. So no, I don't think, you know, kids can learn too soon, but you certainly want to, you know, work with them or let them work with you to determine what are some of those goals they want to do. Of course, you know, if they're preteen and teenagers, then, you know, theirs might be a little more specific and, you know, with and helping them to attain them kind of helps them also to become a little more independent as well as they are growing and getting older and becoming a preteen or a teenager. It's really, really important. And you will see also that that will spill over into other areas of their life as well. You know, you'll see that spill over into their schoolwork. I mean, you know, who would not want to have a goal as a, you know, a middle schooler or a high schooler? I think it would be great to have a goal to try and make sure that you reach the status of being on the honor roll. And that is a wonderful goal to have. And so going over with your child, what is that going to take? What type of discipline is that going to take to make that a reality? So, yes, you know, it's important that children can, you know, they see the progress, you know, as they are moving toward and achieving their goals. So that is an excellent question. And thank you for that. And it's not too late for you all to get in on our conversation if you'd like. You may be just enjoying listening and picking up some different ideas. 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. Let's see if I can pick up another caller. Extension 2261, extension 2261, hello. Extension 2261. Okay, we may try to go back to them later. And so if you're wanting to listen many times, if people cannot stream for, you know, any particular reason, they call and just so that they can kind of listen, which is perfectly fine. So ladies, what else do you think would be good to share when it comes to encouraging people to, even when you are, you miss the mark, okay? For example, say you may have, you said, okay, I'm going to go a week, and I, especially during this time of the year, a lot of people are observing fasts or, you know, the various fasts. Could be that I think the Daniel fast is real popular, 21-day Daniel fast. There are other types of fasts that a lot of people observe during this time. And what we want you to know, if, you know, say you've done well, you know, day three, day four, day five, you kind of screw up and you call yourself falling off the wagon and you actually ate something, you were craving something sweet, you ate something sweet, and you might be on the Daniel fast where you only eat vegetables and nuts and no sugar or anything like that. You may have eaten something sweet, or you may have had some coffee and you put some sugar in it, and it's okay. You know, don't condemn yourself. Just start over the next day. So what do you guys have to say about that? Because a lot of times people will just kind of condemn themselves. They'll beat themselves up, and then they'll think, oh, God, I'm a failure. You know, I wanted to do this, but I couldn't. What do you think about that?
No, that's a trick, too. That's a trick. And when I say trick, I mean like a trick from the enemy. You know, God is no condemnation. Like, one of the main things that is very important to remember is God already knew that was going to happen. There's no new thing to him. Like, he's in yesterday, and he's in today, and he is in the future, the places we have not been yet. He knew that you were going to eat the food. He knows your heart. Like, and the important thing was that you set time aside to devote only to him. And it's okay to just pick yourself back up and get back to where you want to be. Like, we all fall. You're not going to be able to reach each and every single thing that you've wanted to, but it was your intent. Like, your purpose was that you tried. And the trick is when you start condemning yourself about it, because then it turns something that you started out to for a good thing, it turns it into a, now it makes it about yourself, and it's, oh, I'm horrible, or I can't believe I couldn't have done this. And now you're disappointed with yourself, which is a trick of the enemy to kind of depress you, or to take, like, God would just like you to bring that flaw to him, or like you to bring that mistake to him, because at the end of the day, he's just focused on is, can you hear me now? Because there's still fruit, especially if it was a spiritual fast, there's still something that he was giving you out of this spiritual fast. Like, he was there with you on day one, day two, day three, all the way up to whatever day you made it to. He was still there. He was still rooting for you. He's still your God. He still loves you as his child. He doesn't love you any less. But that's just a trick of the enemy to get you to condemn yourself and to get you to make it about something that you did wrong, when God is just really encouraged that you did it, and he wants to look at the things that you did right.
Absolutely. I think I'm hearing some kind of clicking or something, I think, on your line, Candace, as you were speaking. I don't know if it's clicking or I'm not quite sure what it was, but I just want to make sure that everyone is able to hear. We could hear, but we did hear some type of clicking. So I want to make sure, yeah, when we have the clearest connection. But you're absolutely correct. And, you know, because I think one of the easiest things for us to do is to say, oh, no, I messed up, so forget about it. No, you know, we have to also remember that we are all human and we do all err, but we can begin again. That is what's more important, you know, than anything else, is to just get back up and continue going, and it's okay. And Nina, I'm sure you probably have something to say about that as well.
Definitely. I think that we also have to stop looking at our downfalls, like when you fall down, as a failure. You know, like you said, that self-condemning behavior, we've already been rewarded the victory. We've already been approved by God. The minute Jesus took up and shed his blood, we were already saved of any ridicule, judgment, you know, so we need to stop beating up ourselves. And when things come, you know, in our eyes and our sight that, you know, maybe the outcome wasn't perfect, it's about improving. You know, it's about showing up for God, showing up for yourself, and just doing the very best that you can do, because he sees your attempts. And that's what pleases God, is the attempt, because he does not expect you to be perfect. And a lot of times when something does go wrong, you should be learning from, okay, what caused me to eat that junk food? Was it that I thought I could put off eating more vegetables until I got home, and that just triggered me being hungry, so I was just ready to fall and feed into my temptations of what was around me? Okay, well, tomorrow I know that I need to make sure I pack a lunch or pack some extra vegetables or whatever fruit that can hold me over until I get home. So we have to start looking at those weaknesses and where we can strengthen them, and not attempt to be perfect, but just attempt to become stronger and wiser in a way that is pleasing, of course, to God.
Right, and to keep going. And I know when you said, you know, we all fall, I just, when you said that, I'm picturing in my mind with children. You know, when children are really small and they fall down and they may skin their knee and then they start crying and then you rub their knee and you put something on it and then you bandage it up. And, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, a small little scratch or it could be a major wound.
Yeah.
And then, you know, once you fix it up for them.
Story.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. It's not funny that you're saying it, but that's just, that I literally have that story. My daughter skateboards. So she decided one day she wanted to go skateboarding down a hill. And I was like, at this week in time, I had been saying, you know how you get to a point as a parent, you've chastised all week. And I was like, you know what, Jesus, take the wheel. I just looked at her and said, you know what? I've been saying no so much, and you know, I'm not the Debbie Downer of fun. I'm just always trying to protect you. But you're going to, I guess, have to learn, you know, your own lesson. So I just threw up my hands and said, you know what? Do what you please. And when I tell you, she did, and she was going, and the next thing I know, she was falling and face front on her face on the pavement. And I just was like, oh, Lord, please don't let her face be all scuffed up. It's such a cute face. And she got up, and it was her knee, unfortunately, and it was a big one. It was a big scratch. But from that, what she did learn ultimately, you know, she wasn't in as much physical pain as she was in her spiritual pain, like with the spirit. Because what it told her was like, okay, I do need to listen to my mom, and I understand she does want, you know, she ultimately wants the best for me. And I got to find that balance. You know, you have to always try to find that balance of where, you know, you can grow, but you can also learn from something.
Right. And now the other point I wanted to make, though, with that as well, is to, you know, when little kids, they go out, and again, you know, they may go out and they may skin their knee up and it's hurting and they'll cry for maybe a few minutes. But oftentimes they will want to go right back out there. And you're like, wow, you're going to go right back out there and you just, you know, you just skinned your knee or your knee was bleeding. They're like, yes. And then, so I think that's, you know, that's really good as far as when we make a mistake or something happens to us, we really have to get back. We have to go back out and we have to try it again. That is so very important. We have to do that. I remember when a friend of mine, all of our children were teenagers, and they had pretty much just learned to drive. And so a friend of mine, her son had gotten in a car accident, right? And so, you know, he wasn't badly hurt or anything like that. But she said, I'm going to have him go back out and drive tomorrow. And I was like, really? She said, yeah. She said, because if he doesn't go back out and drive tomorrow, he's going to be paralyzed from the fear of him possibly getting into another accident. And that was absolutely correct. You know, we have
to. That's a strong mother. So I give her props. That's a strong mother's response, you know, because most of us want to go into protect mode, but that is correct. She was, wow, kudos. And that shows where she's at spiritually, because I've been in that situation where I've been in a bad accident and then was like terrified for months on months, you know, at every red light. Scared a car is going to hit us from behind. So you're absolutely, that was, man, we do. We have to get back up. Absolutely.
So, but yeah, that was really interesting. But, and a lot of times we can learn from kids. That's just, you know, when we talked about on a show about forgiveness, that was, you know, I would think about that with kids too, because, working with kids, I remember, you know, you would have two of them that, you know, they had it out with each other. They were mad at each other. And then, you know, 2 minutes later they were playing together again. And now if that's not forgiveness, an example of forgiveness, I don't know what is.
Yeah,
you know, so there's so so much that we can learn from children. You know, there's so much that we can learn from children. It's just amazing. You know, they were just, oh, I hate you, and I hate you too. And the next 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, I thought you guys hated each other. You know, they're playing together like they're best friends. But yeah, great lessons from children. But the guys, we have been having a wonderful conversation here about goal setting, setting goals. What happens when you might fall a little short, it's okay to just, you know, continue going, continue, you know, making sure that you progress and make sure that you don't condemn yourself, but to keep going. We also want to go back and just stress a little more that celebrating yourself is very important. You want to celebrate those accomplishments. Celebrate those small wins as you're on your way to where it is you are trying to get to. That is so important to do that, to celebrate yourself, because that motivates you. That continues to encourage you as you continue to move forward, because we know that we're not going to reach any goal at all, period, without having some form of opposition. So we're going to have some form of opposition. By us already knowing that, will prepare us already in advance to know that it's okay. And I like to say, too, opposition means that you are doing something significant. And I think if we can all remember that and not, you know, think about, well, you know, this is happening and this is happening. I remember when I was working on completing my book, My Forever Affirmations, there was so much opposition that was thrown my way. I had to keep reminding myself, opposition means you're doing something significant. So, you know, keep those declarations and affirmations and make sure you keep speaking those. It's so very, very important. And if you haven't started, thought about what goals you want to write down, or if you want to make a vision board, or the lead candidate mentioned like a notebook, whatever is good for you that's going to jog your memory or to help encourage you as you go on. Ladies, thank you so much for your wonderful input this evening. I so appreciate it. And guys, I thank you so much each time that you join us and listen to our show. Certainly do appreciate it. Those that, you know, listen or that you call in, certainly do appreciate that each and every time that we are on. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or topic that you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We will do all we can to see that we make that happen. And we appreciate it so much when you tell your friends and your family about our show. Invite them to listen. Invite them, as I will invite you to please follow this show as well, so you'll know that, you know, each time that we plan a show, you'll be able to join us. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And, you know, I'm aware that we can only do that one person at a time. And that one person at a time can encourage and tell someone else, okay? Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3. I'm real big on being kind. Being kind is so contagious, because you'll find the more people that you are kind to, the more people will be kind to you, okay? And that's why I always like to remind you to initiate a random act of kindness this week. And I bet if you just take a little effort, I'm sure that you can initiate an act of kindness at least one a day, okay? Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We will talk again soon. And good night. Continue to stay safe, okay? Good night. Take care, and God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady and What Is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. Thanks for listening to What Is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.